We will now have scripture read by Sister Dion Gante.
Good evening, First Baptist family. I'm going to be reading Psalm 46, verses 1 through 3, the NIV version. God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble. Therefore, we will not fear, though the earth give way and the mountains fall into the heart of the sea. Though its water roar and foam and the mountains quake with their surging. Amen. Let the Lord add a blessing to the reading of his word. Thank you.
Thank you, Sister Dion. We will now have a prayer from Deacon Bruce Roberson.
Good evening, First Baptist. Oh, what a friend we have in Jesus. Let us talk to the Lord. Heavenly Father, we come at this time just to say how much we love you and how we just adore this prayer hour, Lord. It's a time when we can talk to you. And God, we know that today was just another beautiful day that you created for us, Lord, and we rejoice in it. And Father, we just want to give you all the honor and praise because you have been with us through all the times, ages, generations, and we know that in the future you'll still be with us because we know you said that you never leave us nor forsake us, Lord, and we stand on your promises and on your words. Right now, Father, we look to you because we see trouble all in this land, but we know that even though trouble may be on the right side, the left side, we stand focused on you, Lord, because you are our strength and you are our redeemer. God, we just ask that you grow us in your spirit. Ask you to just cleanse our heart. Whatever it is that we stand in need of, that we need to fix so that we can be a righteous people, Lord. We know that this pandemic has shaken us so dearly. And we just want to just stand before you and say, Lord, forgive us for anything that we may have done. And strengthen us and guide us with your grace and your mercy, because we know that you're always a true and awesome God. Lord, help our young people to be patient. We know that they want to get started in their careers, their life, but teach them, Lord, to number their days. Just be patient and wait on you, Lord, because you have all the keys. You have all the doors waiting for us, Lord, if we just only just wait on you. And, Lord, tonight we just want to open up this prayer service that all our concerns will be put before you, Lord, because we know that you are the Almighty God, and we just trust you, Lord. Trust you even through bad situations. Trust you in good situations, Lord. Just give it all to you tonight. Keep us in your care, Lord, for it's in your Son Jesus' name that we pray, and I say amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Deacon Roberson. We will now have 2 minutes of closed mic prayer. 2 minutes of closed mic prayer. Praise the Lord.
Father God, I just want to thank you. I want to thank you for your grace and your mercy. I want to thank you for my reasonable portion of health. I want to thank you for my family. And Father God, I want to thank you for First Baptist. And Father God, I want to thank you for the IT people at First Baptist. Because of them, we are able to have our Sunday morning service, our prayer service, and our board meetings. And Father God, I want to thank you for being in the boat with me. When I'm going through troubled times in my life, you've been right there with me. And Lord, if I had a thousand tongues, I couldn't thank you enough. And Father God, I would like for you to keep blessing Pastor Tucker and his daughter, the deaconess board, the deacon board, the trustees, and the IT people. I ask you this in Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. We will now have a musical selection, and then the next voice you'll hear is our inspirational moment speaker, Deaconess Joyce Gent.
Say this tonight, you are my strength like no other. Now lay your hands on yourself, say it reaches to me. The strength of God is reaching for you tonight.
You are my strength. Strength like no
grace
in the fullness of your grace,
in the fullness of your
grace, it's amazing,
in the power
before we leave this room tonight. Come on. Both of you.
Sister Joyce?
Yes?
We're ready for you, ma'am.
Okay. God has given us strength to endure the trials that we are going through now. Don't waste the time that God has blessed us and told us that we would be healed from the crown of our head to the soles of our feet to allow the enemy to weaken us. Use these trials and struggles to rely more on the strength of God. God provides for us physical and spiritual strength in time of need. God has given us as believers the strength to remain strong once we have heard his testimony and once we confess his testimony. If God can break chains, he can certainly heal each one of us of whatever viruses and things that are going around because he gives us strength to endure. Wasn't it his strength that gave up, that helped us before? Why are we doubting now? Our minds and airways are being filled with negative thoughts and negative statements. But God is our healer. God is who has strengthened us and given us what we need to go on to fight, to make the confessions that we need as Christians to keep us strong. Sometimes we need the everlasting, unlimited strength of God because we don't have it on our own. But he is there. We can ask him to renew our strength, to give us more strength while we're praying on our knees or in our prayer closet. We have to come to him in humility because he is our healer. He is the one who gives us strength to endure. He is the one who gives us hope. He wants us to totally and fully depend on him and not people around us or ourselves. Right now, many of us are feeling weak, like we have no strength. We are discouraged because of what the airways are filling our hearts and minds with. Go back, put things in perspective, and renew your strength through the promises of the Word of God. Talk like God. He says, whosoever shall say to this mountain, be thou removed and be cast in the sea, shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe those things which he shall come, which shall come. He shall have whatsoever he saith. Say what you want God to do in your life. Let's walk in his perfect peace. And thank him. Thank you, Lord, for your peace in the covenant of Jesus Christ. Let me give my minds and thoughts trusting in you always to keep us all in perfect peace. Let us not fret or be in anxiety about every word and every circumstance that we think we're in because he is the one who's giving us strength to endure. And those confessions of peace will transcend all of the other negative things that we're hearing. It will garrison and mount a guard over your mind and heart because of your faith in Jesus. Fix your mind on that which is true and worthy of reverence, honorable, just, pure, and the promises of our Savior. If there's anything that's worthy of praise, it aligns with the word of the Lord Jesus Christ. Let peace rule in your heart, not fear because what we are being bombarded with. He has given us strength to endure, and we can endure if we talk like God. He is our strength. He says, be strong in the Lord and the mighty power. He says, the Lord is our strength and our shield, and our hearts must trust him. God, you are an awesome God. You have delivered us from many things, and you will deliver us from this, because you have given us strength to endure. You are our sanctuary. You are there watching over us when we don't even realize you're watching over us. So we need to remember that you're there. Confess what you've told us that you will give us and give you praise for what you're doing in our lives because you are our Lord and you are our Savior. Let us be totally submitted to the Word of God so that we are able to endure it and overcome the situations and the words that are being bantered about that as Christians we are here that makes us doubt ourselves. And then we're able to go through because repeating those words and remembering those words, remember the promises of the Lord, remember that Jesus Christ is our Savior, if what strengthens us, let us be courageous and strong and not fearful, because if you're fearful because of words you're being heard, then the enemy figures that he's got the upper hand. But as long as we have the Lord Jesus Christ, we have the upper hand, because by Jesus' stripes we are healed. That's the evidence that we have that we have the endurance to remain strong. God keeps us strong to endure. He keeps us moving forward. Many times we want to quit, but then when we think about the promises of our Lord and Savior, we know we don't have to quit, because he's going to provide us the strength we need for each moment. Let us always be in that spirit of power because of our belief in Jesus, knowing that Jesus is our Savior and the power of the blood of Jesus. He is our strength. He is how we endure. And he will continue to give you what you need to endure as long as you keep your faith in him and keep confessing what he has said in the word for us. It seems like we're in an impossible situation, but there is nothing impossible with God. All of God's promises are yes and amen and are available for us today if we believe them and confess them. All things are possible with him. Let's not let fear overtake us. He has given us strength to endure. He is our light and our salvation. Many things have come against us in the body of Christ before, but God has given us victory because of our confession to him and our belief in him. And he has aligned it all in his word to let us know when he's given us what we need to endure. We can do nothing in our own strength, but in his strength, we can do everything. We want to walk in his perfect peace. You want his peace to rule in your heart. We want to remain calm with undisturbed hearts and mind, so that this disturbance in the heart and mind can affect your life and your health, and you don't want to do that. You want to keep your mind focused on what we have been promised in the word of the Lord, so that also helps to maintain you in good health. You know, humble yourself under God's mighty hand, casting all these negative things and concerns on him, because that is how we will endure. That is how we will endure. And saints, let's remember, if we talk like God and talk to God, that is how we will continue to endure. Amen.
Praise the Lord. Amen. We will now have 20 seconds of accolades. 20 seconds of accolades. Open mode.
Word.
Thank you for your reflection.
Thank you, and I pray that we all continue to talk
bless
like God
heart.
And what
bless
he promised
heart.
Us.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Sorry.
We will now hear from Reverend Tucker.
We certainly thank God for this blessed experience that we have had this evening, this time of prayer. We want to thank God for Deaconess Joyce Gant, who has provided words of inspiration and strength for us. We certainly grateful that she has called to our attention the fact that we are able to have the strength and peace to secure us and to keep us going on through these turbulent times. We want to thank each one of the persons who participated through prayer or the reading of the scriptures or whatever part you shared in this experience. We want to say thank you so very, very much, and it has certainly meant so much and to the over 75 people who have joined us in this
fellowship on today. God is good, isn't he? And we certainly honor him and give him first place in our hearts. We want to encourage the First Baptist family to remain always in prayer, and that you would certainly seek the nearness of God and draw close to him. We invite you to join us on Sunday when we will have our youth Sunday exchange and service. The Reverend Curtis McLaughlin will be our speaker for the morning, and we are grateful to have him to return and share the word with us on Sunday. We're inviting all of our youth and all the parents to encourage their youth to join in with us, that we might be able to exalt the name of God. We encourage you also to participate in the Juneteenth event sponsored by our health ministry. It is the virtual health ministry, Choose Healthy Life, Leadership Council for Healthy Communities. All are joining together and making it possible for us to share in a mammoth event celebrating Juneteenth. We have for our enjoyment a theme dance to a different drumbeat, and we encourage all of you to make a special effort to participate. Look at the flyer that is in the weekly letter. It's where you can find all of the events and activities. It begins on June 17th at the Covenant Baptist UCC Church, and where there will be a press experience there and a town hall meeting. And a lot of activities, including COVID testing, and we'll have vaccinations, and we will. And all you got to do is come to any of the events, whether that it's on the 17th or on June 18th at the Pennsylvania Avenue Baptist Church, and another sister church. And First Baptist will join together on June 19th, which is Juneteenth Day, the Michigan Park Christian Church, along with First Baptist, will join together on Taylor Street, 1400 block of Taylor Street, and we will have a grand celebration of entertainment and activities on that particular day, and we invite you to encourage others to come and participate in the festivities on that day, as well as get a test, COVID test or vaccine. And then there was a virtual history of Juneteenth that will take place on the 22nd, and we invite you to tune into that. You can get the information off the flyer. And then it will close out on June 26th with the at the Pilgrim Rest Baptist Church, where there will be many, many activities and experiences for your entertainment and for your health. Testing and for your to check your vitals checked and in order that we may not only be healthy in spirit but also in body. We are grateful to God for that entire ministry and all the persons who are supporting this experience. Virtual health ministry, as well as the Choose Healthy Life component, will need some volunteers and some persons to assist in that process. And we would certainly encourage you to get in touch with the members of that team of persons, the the coordinators and the navigators that's working here in our church, and make sure that you are a part of that particular experience. And now let us continue to remember the folks who are sick and shut in. Let us pray for them. And we're going to now open up our lines for 20 seconds for you to lift up the names of persons that you may request a prayer for, or families, or situations. You will provide them now. 20 seconds for open prayer.
The younger family.
Yeah, pray for the gay family.
Pray for the Murphy family.
God, our Father, we come just now praying that you would hear the cries of your people. Oh, God, you know the names of the individuals that have been lifted up. You know their hearts, their minds, their spirits. You know the families. You know the individuals. And, Lord, we just ask that you would tend to their needs as only you can do. We pray, oh God, that you would provide for each one of us the kind of peace that we need as we travel through the storms of life, the difficulties and the trials that has been ours, hurt, the pain, the doubt and the fears that have been a part of our experience during this pandemic and otherwise. Oh, God, we pray your sustained keeping power. You do provide for us strength. You provide for us the resources that we need that we might be able to be fulfilled and we might be used for others. And then, God, we thank you for the sanctuary that you are. We thank you, God, that it's our privilege to come before you and in your presence and be find the safety that we need, the comfort that we need. We're so glad that we can come out of the storms and troubles and trials of this life and enter into the sanctuary of your peace and joy. And so we say thank you for that, oh God. We want to draw near you. Help us to cling close to your word, for your word is our light, and we need you, O God, every day. You are our strength and salvation, and we just rejoice, O God, because we're able to come near you. Thank you, God, for your power and your grace that is ours. For your power and grace enables us to endure. And we are grateful to you, O God, that we can sense your power, sense your deliverance, sense the hope that you have for us. And we say thank you. Thank you for the victory that you've already declared should come our way. Thank you for what you've already done, how the doors that you've already opened, the way that you've already made, the bridge that you've already built to enable us to come across a sea that we have not even yet seen. Oh God, we rejoice in your name. Provide for us what we need, that we may be made healthy in mind, body, and spirit. Oh, God, we rejoice tonight because you are so good to us. Thank you for your love. Thank you for your strength. Thank you for the peace that abounds in our spirit. Abide with us as only you can do. For it is in the blessed name of Jesus the Christ that we pray. And our soul says, amen. And now the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face to shine upon you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious unto you and grant unto you his peace. And the people of God said, amen, amen, and amen.
This concludes our Wednesday night prayer service. We invite you to join the Intercessory Prayer Ministry Conference call on Mondays at 6:55 p.m., the prayer meeting next Wednesday at 7 p.m., Martha and Mary Bible Study on Thursday at 12 noon. All of this information is in the pastor's letter every week. And for those of you that are not joining us for the music, we bless you and we thank you for being with us. And we pray that you have a blessed week. And we hope to also worship with you on Sunday at 10 o'clock a.m. And for those of you staying, please enjoy the music. Thank you and have a blessed, blessed evening.